Once again, Lord, we come to you and we pray, O Lord, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things in your word, and that you will stir our hearts, O God, to bring the Ark of God back into healthcare, into the churches, into our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, in our reflection yesterday, we spoke of how David, once he was crowned king a second time, he went for Jerusalem and he took the capital city, made it his capital city, and from there went on to become great. And that the greatest treasures of our lives, our fellowships and of healthcare, are often in the wrong hands. But one battle, one decisive battle, can release an avalanche of blessing. And that's exactly what happened. As soon as David took over Jerusalem, soon after taking Jerusalem, David did another very, very significant thing. He brought the Ark of God, which had been away from Israel and from Jerusalem, brought the Ark of God back to Jerusalem and placed it in a tent. Very surprisingly, not in the tabernacle. It's almost as if God changed his rules to allow David to keep the Ark only in a tent. The Ark signifying, of course, the presence, the purity, and the power of God. We read about this in 2 Samuel chapter 6, but also in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, and again in chapter 15, and you can read it at your own leisure. But may I just read a few words. Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baale Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name, the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. This is the Lord's word. May I share a little event that happened in year 2000 or 2001, I cannot quite remember. But we hosted a 3 days fasting and prayer in Sri Lanka, under the title Come to Hebron. People came from many different fellowships, from different countries in South Asia and Asia Pacific and Southeast Asia. We were 70 of us together. We fasted and prayed under that heading, Come to Hebron, 2 Samuel chapter 5. On the third day, we had 30 minutes of active silence, absolute silence, quoting from Revelation 8, how everything became silent as the prayers of God ascended to the throne of God for 30 minutes. At the end of the 30 minutes, we asked people to share anything that the Lord put on their heart. And a beloved doctor from Australia, he got up and said, "Brothers and sisters, I think I have a word from the Lord." And he simply read 2 Samuel chapter 6, the next chapter. And everyone felt this was really from the Lord, that we must bring the Ark of God back into healthcare. The result was quite amazing. From there, we all joined together. And we had 4 very, very significant gatherings, all 4 at Christian Medical College, Vello. The medical superintendent and the director and the CMC Vello gave us so much support, and together with not just HCF, but many fellowships in healthcare, we had these 4 gatherings. The first was bringing back the Ark. The second was on call with the great physician in 2005. Bringing back the Ark in 2002, Shalom Healthcare number 1, 2007, and Shalom Healthcare number 2 in 2015. And the theme was bringing back biblical healthcare. Shalom healthcare, Jesus care, as one missionary doctor in Nepal suggested. Bringing back the ark of God, bringing back the person of God, Jesus Christ, the Lord of healthcare, the presence of God, the power of God, the purity of God, the precepts of God, the people of God, back into healthcare. This move has started. Let us join hands as one man and launch an all-out offensive to capture the treasures and bring the ark of God back into healthcare. We have left him out. We must bring him in right into the heart of healthcare. There are huge battles in healthcare. The battle to see a biblical worldview to penetrate into healthcare. The massive evil strongholds in healthcare. The lostness of man. The medical emergency of emergencies. The cries of poor patients, dying patients, suffering patients, lonely patients, and so on. The needs of the poor, the apathy and moral decay even among us Christians in healthcare. There are great battles in healthcare, much more. Shall we join our Filipino HCF friends to sing, "Reign, reign, Lord Jesus, the health field is for Christ." What a crown of glory, what a trophy to lay at the feet of our Lord Jesus when he returns. Or we can join our ICMDA friends who wrote a song for their conference many years ago. It says, "Bring your healing to the nations, O Lord, change our lives and change our lands." Friends, we cannot afford to come to that crowning moment of all history and have no crown to lay at his head, at his feet. And then, having brought the Ark of God back, David did something else very important. He instituted 24/7 round-the-clock praise, worship and prayer around the Ark. In 1 Chronicles 23, we read there were 4,000 musicians. And in 1 Chronicles 25, we read that these singers were actually prophesying. They were worshiping, they were prophesying, they were giving instructions. It was a mighty prayer movement that David raised up to back up those involved in the worldview battles. And we can join, like David, a mighty prayer movement in healthcare, which will back up those involved in the worldview battles and other battles in the front line, so to see God's kingdom come. May God release such a prayer movement as in Zechariah chapter 8. Attitude, expectation, and urgency. The agenda, the face of God, nothing less. The ignition, ordinary people. One person telling another, "Come, let us go going to seek the face of God." The impact, national, global, and tenfold multiplication. One man will get hold of, 10 men will get hold of one Jew and say, "We want to come with you. We have heard that God is with you." May Lord release like a cascade these three things: taking the special cities or the treasures, then bringing the Ark of God back, and then a mighty prayer movement. So, dear friends, as we've looked at the triumphal entry, we've looked at a number of lessons: humility, the conflict, weepers will be reapers, salvation, a personal application, a collective application. So now let us join together. And in the words of, remember the words of Psalm 24, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up your heads, O you healthcare institutions of the world. Let the King of Glory come in." You ask, who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of healthcare. Dr. Luke penned a brilliant passage in Luke chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. In a most powerful way, he tells us that John the Baptist came into the Jordan Valley preaching repentance, judgment, and salvation. because a word from the Lord had come to him. He tells us in this passage that aliens, the Romans, occupied the throne of Israel. He mentions some of the king. Also, hypocrites like Annas and Caiaphas occupied the sanctuary. Yet, God's word came to John in the desert. And that was far more significant than anything else. And this man from the wilderness came with the most important message that the health field or the world needs. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The situation in the health fields is not very different. Shall we join John the Baptist in preparing for spiritual awakening now and for the second coming of Christ? But for that, dear friends, the Master has need of you and me and us to proclaim this message. Health fields of the world, behold your King, the Lord of Healthcare. Health fields of the world, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of this world. Come, Lord Jesus, come and use us. Come and visit us. Come and change us. Come now, Lord. Maranatha, even so, come, Lord Jesus.